even though after becomes Mitra, the demigod of the question. And originally, mm-hmm. Vishnu the first.
Yeah, and he's the main one, so no Mitra. So, so Mitra is one of the foremost of the demigods.
One of the amazing devices, actually, there's a lot of intelligence behind everything.
Mm-hmm. So there's nothing that's ever all bad. It's just like, that's, it's like you take a pig. Pig is dirty. And, but all he does is clean. He's dirty, but all he does is clean. And then after his death, they make him into those hides that they clean his feet with. So a pig's occupation is actually cleanliness. But he himself is always dirty.
And he's a little humble, the pig. He covers his eyes with his ears. You have seen Maharaj? He never looks to you straight. He feels. His ears are constantly covering his eyes. He's never like, I'm a pig. I don't know, that's the observation I always done about the pigs, that they are, feel like consciously in the position, very shy. Okay. Thank you. This is from Argentina. The other brother is also Keshava Maharaj from works in Miami, in Brazil.
Okay.
His name is Sadhu.
Nice to meet you, Maharaj. It's a great pleasure. I would like to have some time with you. Whenever, I know that your schedule has been very busy, but what will be the best time just to have a chat with you?
Maybe after the Bhagavad talk, generally the better talk.
That means 9 o'clock.
Nine o'clock.
You can go and have a look for that. Thank you.
I am appreciating this invite.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I made you some sweets because I was almond butter.
Almond based.
It's got almonds in it. Do not take almonds, okay?
No, it's
okay. Well, it was after Tuesday's back to Vaibhav class when he was saying about Krishna is the king and Radharani is the queen and we're the maid servants. You know, some things actually cut through the mind and the false ego and they stick in the heart a bit. Well, anyway, fortunately, this stuck in my heart, which is nice. So the rest of Tuesday, I kept getting realisations. So I was writing them down, and then a question would come. Anyway, between Tuesday and Wednesday morning, I ended up with, like, this many realisations. So I sort of wrote them out again. Rather than me sitting and... Because it's more like... You know, sometimes I ask a question and it's not really a question, it's clarifying. So it's more like the realizations are clarifications of what you said, but then some questions have come up. There's a few questions that have come up. So is it easier that I give you this to read, maybe, and then you can tell me where I'm off?
Oh, okay.
And then it's... rather than me reading out to you.
Yeah, is that okay? Yeah, thank you.
Okay, and forgive me if I'm repeating my... Okay. But thank you so much, because I got a lot. Anyway, okay. I just pray that I feel like my eyes were anointed with some realisation. Okay, so okay. I pray that they stay anointed. And...
Thank you very much. Hi. Ciao. Enlightening class. Clarifying. Misconceptions that I have. We've been here about 3 months now.
You've been here about 3 months.
And coming regularly to your classes has helped me a lot.
That's good.
You very much.
Okay.
Understanding a lot more than previously. The path of devotional service.
And then it's the home fronts also working there.
It's no comparison.
Very good.
No comparison. Everyone's happy.
That's a nice thing. It's not different things. It's one thing. You learn this one thing. It works in everything because everything is actually expansion of that one. Like that.
I'd never heard it before. Mm-hmm. Presented. Mm-hmm. So we're very grateful.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Everyone's happy. The kids are happy. My wife's happy. We don't want to change this situation.
Yeah, no, that's good. It's a good situation. Good situation.
Thank you.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
We hope to stay for many years.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. There's plenty to do. Have to worry.
Thank you.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
You know what Papa says, spiritual husband, you know?
Religious wife, yes.
Could you?
It's a bummer, right?
Do you have a little time to explain that more specifically?
Because...
I'm just going to... I'll need it.
In other words, if you want to have some fun, write down all the totally politically incorrect stands that Prabhupada gives in his purports or in the verses, and then we could go through and explain all those.
About women?
Yeah. I mean, that's generally where all the politically correct stuff is. Yeah.
Where is your dirty set?
Where is or why is?
Oh.
Why is because one wears it.
Yeah.
Where it is? It's, no, I already gave it to Ron, this one.
Okay.
I got this other lotus, so.
Okay.
That's what people usually throw at your face.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying if you want, then sometime maybe we could just have a discussion going through all those. But you'd have to write down what they all are, and then we could go through them. See, because basically it comes down to... The male and female principle of the male principle being basically intellectually based and the female principle based mainly being emotionally based. It's on around the mind, you know. So because the experience is what experience comes out of the mode of goodness, right? So therefore women are more into the experience. So that's why then the mind is important for them. While men want to get something done. So therefore the intelligence and therefore the senses also connected into it are therefore important. So they, how do you say? So in that, then when the mind is the central, therefore intelligence and the senses are expansions of the mind. Right? But for the men, they're three separate things. They can be intellectual and in no way emotional or sensual. They can be emotional and not be sensual or intellectual. They can be sensual and not be emotional or intellectual. You understand? Like that. Women can't do like that. It's all connected. You understand? So because of this, therefore, they will look more at the nature of something because it's the nature is where the experience lies. You understand? What is the nature of something? It is, in understanding the nature and dealing properly with the nature, you get the experience. Right? So that's why Varnashram is important, because then proper experience is gained. In other words, men could function without Varnashram, but women can't. Right? So that's the whole thing. Therefore, religion is the central feature for the woman. Right? While the man, he only does it because it's intellectually right. So therefore, in his intellectualism, it should be the spiritual. Right? It means of all the options, he should take the spiritual. So therefore, the man will therefore in the intellect base it on what is spiritually proper, while the woman will base it on what is religiously proper. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's just by nature that's what they'll do. It's not that they don't engage their religiousness in Krishna's service, right? right? Just like the man is engaging the spiritualness in Krishna's service, right? Because spiritual simply means transcendental; it doesn't mean rasa, right? In other words, the woman is more inclined towards karma, the man towards jnana, right? So jnana will take as transcendentalist, right? Because it situates you in the Brahman. It takes you out of the material world, but it doesn't get you into the spiritual world. It's not like men are spiritual, therefore they're Krishna conscious and women aren't. No, we're saying men are spiritual, women are religious. Now you have to take religion and make it Krishna conscious and take spiritual and make that Krishna conscious. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yes.
So there, when we say spiritual, we mean that they're more interested in the liberation, mm-hmm. the intellectual, the engagement of the senses, the gaining of a result. While the woman is more interested in means the experience gained from the activity.
The
process. Yeah. So if they're interested in the activity, that means the senses means the mind.
Mm-hmm.
The man is interested in the senses because it gets something done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not actually the mind. That's where they have problem. They have more problem understanding rasa. Mm-hmm. Women have more problem understanding tattva. Not that they can't either can understand, but by nature, a woman will look at it. If it works nice, who cares why it works?
Yeah,
and the man is, why does it work? It's not as important, you know, what's the experience? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, the guy wants to know why the car functions and this and that. The lady, just, it should look nice and go for a nice drive, and it should have some social standing and all those things. You know, the guy's more into, you know, the carburetor and then this to that. And
nice.
You understand? So yeah. These subtle differences. You understand this, then all the male-female things work because you know what they are. So man is one species, woman is another species, but they match because the mind and intelligence work together.
Compatible.
Yeah, they're compatible.
Yeah.
See, the position, the intelligence is the superior of the mind and intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the male is the superior of the female.
Yeah.
But the field of the female is superior to that of the male.
Mm.
Right? You understand?
Yes.
The mode of goodness is superior to the mode of passion.
Yes.
Right, that. Or the relationship, the rasa, is more important than the knowledge. In other words, the experience is more important than the knowledge. But the experience should be based on knowledge.
Mm.
That's the thing. So if the mind is not guided by the intelligence, you will do something inappropriate. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that's why the women are guided by the men.
Okay.
Do you understand? But the point is the field in which the man has to deal with the women, that's more important. You know, the experience in that field is more important than the accomplishment in that field. Right? In other words, when the men go into the field, go into the field of man-woman relationship, they simply try to operate the field to get a result out of the field. Got a house, got money, got this, got that. Then they think everything's fine. If the experience in that is good, the woman will call it fine. But when the experience is not good, she doesn't call it fine. Right? You know, in the beginning of the relationship, he was endeavoring to acquire things in the field for the woman. But his mood was right. Therefore, it was considered very romantic, very considerate. It worked very nicely. And then he thinks, okay, so I get things, that's what's pleasing the woman. He doesn't understand it's the mood in which you endeavored for those things that pleased her.
Yeah.
You know? So she makes it sound like the thing itself is important. But it's not, it's the endeavor. Right? Either she doesn't know or they're just clever. But whatever it is, the women always point to things, but it's the quality of how it's gone about. Because she'll say, I want this, and then he'll get that. And then she says, I'm not happy. He says, why? You wanted it. Because he didn't get it in the right way. The mood was wrong.
Yeah.
So the man has to learn from the woman the proper understanding of it's the mood that's more important. Rasa ultimately is more important than tattva. But if the tattva is not right, you won't taste the correct rasa.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the two work together. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So therefore, philosophy and rasa, we have to balance those things. In other words, the philosophy means of relationship and the application of that that's this balance, but application is more important. Abhideya is more important, is the important, is the, or let's say not more important, it's the central element. Yeah. Let's play it like that. If the sambandha, and it's based on sambandha, right? Mother Yashoda, the sambandha is she is Krishna's mother, but it's the endeavor as Krishna's mother is the central feature of their relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's the whole point, is that the spiritual intelligence of the man is therefore guides that the field works in the proper way, but the religious need of the woman is actually the central feature of the relationship. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
But if it's based on the spiritual, then it's already there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If I've offered the food to Krishna, therefore whatever you eat, it's fine.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. So once it's connected to Krishna, then anything in that field then works. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Like that. So all these Vedic statements are made based on the principle of understanding the actual nature of man and woman, right? Because that inherently is God, man, and his creation, woman. Because
mm-hmm.
that's all there is God and his creation. And as far as we're concerned, if it's only God, we're not manifest, so therefore there's no consideration. You know what I'm saying? So Krishna as Atmarama, it's not a big discussion for us because we're not included in that. Right? So therefore, as Krishna and his creation, that's important.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sure.
Because then we're part of the whole process.
Yes.
You know, of him interacting with his creation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So that's the philosophy. Then from there, everything expands from that because everything is creator and created. There isn't anything else. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So as Krishna, as the various manifestations of creator are made, then there's the compatible companions of created that go along with it. And so that goes Braja Radha Krishna at one end to, you know, all the way down to the hellish planets at the other end, you know, the path. It's one path and there's everything in between. But there's something that matches all the way down. So therefore, everything that there is functions on this principle. Right? So if you understand how relationships work, you understand simultaneously our philosophy, you understand how to practice the philosophy in Krishna consciousness, you know how to deal with the material energy, right? You know, both in your life and for, you know, just, you know, how you say, your service and for preaching.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing. It's not many things.
Mm-hmm.
It's only one. The details of it, of course, are different. You know, so everyone has their taste, what details they are comfortable to deal with. But the principle of it, it's not different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the shudra is out there, you know, how you say, running his jackhammer on the road, and the professor is in the university talking quantum physics. It's the same principle. Like that. There's nothing different, you know. You know, the artist playing his violin. It's not different. The principle it takes to excel in any of those three is the same. The detail of it is specific for the field, you know.
I changed my, like, the contents of my dissertation after classes. Now, it looks like this. I would like to show the normative roles for women according to Manu first. Actually, I will have to start with the nature of women.
Best is start with the nature. You can't just explain feminine. You have to explain masculine and feminine.
Yeah, yeah.
Though you put the emphasis on the feminine since that's your paper.
Yeah.
Like that, but it has to be seen, because otherwise what's the meaning of feminine without masculine? You know,
yeah,
it's like,
sure.
What does it mean by explaining hot if there's no concept of cold, right? Because hot means it's not cold, and cold means it's not hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're connected, so
yeah.
Like that. But your emphasis will be more on that. Okay.
So the nature, and then varnashram, because it's essential.
Yeah. Well, varnashram is the most scientific manifestation of that nature.
Yeah.
But the point is it's the nature that you're trying to manifest. You know, so Varnashram is the best medium for manifesting it. But even if the ideal situation of Varnashram is not available, still you have to get the principle to manifest in some detail. Otherwise, you haven't obtained what you're trying to do. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that should be very clear. Then they see, then Varnashram doesn't become some archaic thing or this, or it doesn't work. No. It is a very practical form of the relationships. This is Uma.